Good afternoon, the Exotic Vet. This is Kiri speaking.
I'm just ringing up. I've got a few questions, if you don't mind me asking.
Mm-hmm. What were you wanting to know?
I've got a bearded dragon here. He's woken up from brumation about 3 weeks ago, but he's still not really eating.
Okay.
And he's sleeping he'll have a worm, but then go back to sleep for 2 days and then wake up and probably have another one. And then he's not really...
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. It just went really quiet then.
Sorry.
Yeah, definitely he should be waking up now, but, if he's not really doing much, has he had a recent health check or anything like that?
No.
That would be their next point of call, is to do a health check just to make sure there's nothing underlying that could be causing him to be a bit slower to wake up and not wanting to eat and things like that.
Okay. I'm covered under pet cover. How would I go about doing that? How much would it cost? And
yeah, so the initial consultation is $170. If we'll try and get you to bring in a fresh fecal sample if possible. So it can be a day old, as long as it stays moist, it will be fine to be assessed, just to make sure that he doesn't have any worms or anything causing him to be a bit slow. They might want to do disease testing, but they'll obviously talk to you about that. That would be additional depending on what they're wanting to do. But initially the consultation's $170. What you do is pay for the consult and then you send the invoices off to pet cover and they will pay you.
Okay, and what happens if, I've got a certain amount of money, but if I can't pay for the full, can I pay it, have a bill there and pay it off when I can
No, it's paid at time of discharge. So you'll deal directly with pet cover yourself. Yeah, but you pay the full bill to us here and then you get reimbursed through pet cover. But, yeah, you do need to pay for the full bill at time of discharge.
Okay, well, can I book in for Monday, please, for my lizard? Yeah, so I'm a bit concerned because he's not, He's not waking up properly and,
Okay, I've got an 11 o'clock I can get you in. Would you be able to do an 11?
Yep, that's fine, thank you.
Now, we haven't seen you here before.
No, this is the first time I've had to deal with anything like this. So.
Okay, let me just grab all your details so I can make the appointment. What's your first name?
Julie.
And your surname, Julie?
Crook, C-R-O-O-K.
And your address?
Number 5.
Yeah.
Woodsy Court, W-O-O-D-S-Y, Court, Morayfield.
And an email address?
It's juliecrook25@gmail.com.
And is this your best contact number?
It's 0448 610 040.
Excellent. And the name of your bearded dragon?
Mushu.
How do you like that spelt?
M-U-S-H-U.
S-H-U, okay. And do we know if Mushu's a male or female? I'm not sure.
He's a male. He's a male, yeah.
And is he an eastern or central bearded dragon?
I don't know.
Not sure. Bearded dragon.
Okay. And how old approximately is he?
Approximately about 5.
Okay, so I'll pop you in for 11 o'clock on Monday the 8th.
Okay.
As I said, if he goes to the toilet, even Sunday, just pop it into a Ziploc bag. Don't put any paper towel or anything in there, just so that it stays nice and moist, and bring that along with you. Don't pop it in the fridge either. I will send you an email a questionnaire to the email that you provided me. It just gives us a bit of insight about his enclosure setup. Pop as much detail as you can with heating, lighting, wattages of bulbs and things like that, temperatures if you do monitor that, and diet. And we'll see you then at 11 o'clock on Monday.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay then, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.